Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fan City, everybody.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby. Oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'ma touch some places that you thought were lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come off top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been patient. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Y'all, welcome to another edition of Fan City. This your boy Cash, chilling as usual. What's good with everybody? Let's start. What to do?
Yeah, what's going on tonight?
Chilling, chilling, chilling. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Well, what's happening?
Oh, you're here.
Well, I know. I'm on time.
She said it with authority,
don't. Don't talk. Yeah, right. Don't talk slick, man. Like you, yeah, you always hell, bro. All right, y'all. Check this out, man. You know, normally I don't really piggyback off too many things, but you know, like somebody done did this show or did that show or did this and said that. I usually, you know, we usually here try to do our own thing, have a little fun. But I read something today, and I gotta get y'all take on this. I gotta get y'all take on it. It comes from the Steve Harvey Show. Well, you know how Steve Harvey does the Strawberry Letter 23, or whatever the Strawberry Letters, or whatever the fuck you call it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, check this out. I'm gonna read it. And I got to get y'all take on this, right? This is about y'all mother. Now, take in mind, I want Lickstone, I want you, Angeline, I want y'all to think of this as your mother wrote this letter, okay?
Our mothers wrote it?
Yeah, your mothers wrote it.
Okay.
Okay, check it out. It goes, Dear Steve and Shirley, I'm a 47-year-old attorney who's seven months pregnant. I have three daughters that are grown, married with professional careers. My youngest daughter just moved back home with her husband because they're in the process of moving into a new home. One night I was home alone and my oldest daughter's husband came over to pick something up for his wife. One thing led to another and we had sex. We repeated our actions several more times.
Wait,
say
that part again.
My oldest daughter's husband came over to pick something up for his wife. One thing led to another, and we had sex. We repeated our actions several more times. Close to our final time having sex, the husband of my daughter that's living with me accidentally walked in my room and caught us. This is one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. My daughter and my son-in-law wasn't supposed to be home. Nevertheless, my son-in-law didn't tell his wife, and he said he didn't tell anyone else. However, he did approach me to discuss this incident. I'm ashamed for what happens next, but I end up pleasuring him too. A month after this incident, I went to the doctor and found out that I'm pregnant. I'm not sure which one of my son-in-laws are the father of my unborn child. My husband is already suspicious about my pregnancy because he got fixed about 3 years ago. I don't know what to do. I don't want to break up my family. Okay, now. How in the world? I mean, now take it back. Now, I told y'all to put yourself in the position of that your mother wrote this letter.
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
So my mama just slept with my husband and my brother-in-law.
Right.
Or it could be, I could be the third daughter and just both of my brothers-in-law is who she slept with.
Right.
And now she's pregnant. Now she's pregnant and doesn't know which of my brother-in-law is the father.
Right.
And she don't want to tear up the family. Well, I think that ship has already sailed. That motherfucking plane already took off. So not tearing up the family is not an option at this point. Mama, you're a whore. That's what I feel about it. My mother is a fucking whore.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
my goodness.
I mean, because how... All right, I'm going to say that I'm the oldest daughter. Well, I'm the only daughter, so, okay, I would be the eldest. Okay, so hubby comes over to the house just to pick something up for me. And I wind up having sex not once, not twice, but a bunch of times. My brother-in-law walks in and catches y'all. And then you fuck around and screw him, too. Can you hit the button again, Cass, please? Can you hit the button one more time?
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Yep. And that's that. And now, any chance, I mean, our relationship is ruined. I don't think that I could ever, ever, ever trust my mother again. And if I'm the oldest daughter, I can't trust my husband either, because, you know, you didn't do it once and feel bad enough to, you know, you didn't feel ashamed enough to leave and you know what I mean? It wasn't, I mean, you did it again, and then you did it again, and then you did it again. So you a hoe too.
Well, actually, he's the stepdad and the son-in-law now.
Yeah. That's fucked up. And that's not still incest. Incest only happens. Well, technically it is, because this is.
No, that's not incest.
No, that's not.
But
it's not incest.
That's fucked
it's just
up.
Fucked
that's
up.
What that is.
You're right. You took the words. Yeah, that's just fucked up. And I mean, I feel sorry for the baby, because the baby is now like, you know, that's fucked up. The baby don't know which way to go. I don't know whether to call you. I got to call you grandmama, like grandmama.
Now, this would be an instance. She shouldn't be having no baby. You need to really think long and hard about this.
Yeah, because I'm taking mine. She's 47.
Well, okay, you're 47. Your husband already been fixed. I mean, to me, your best option is to get an abortion. I mean, I know that's not everybody's choice or whatever, but
she can't. She's 7 months in. And did you say she
she's seven months in?
Yes,
she's 7 months
in. Oh, so she already knows she's having a baby then. Okay, well.
Right. Now, you find this y'all find this out now. Y'all find this out when she's 7 months now. You know, y'all looking like daddy, you done popped another one in mama, and he sitting there talking about, yeah, like hell I did.
Right, and talking about my husband is suspicious. He ain't got nothing to be suspicious about. He know you a hoe, too. He ain't got nothing to be suspicious about because a woman can have a tubal, okay, and still wind up pregnant. But a man who has been, who's had a vasectomy is incapable of impregnating anything. There's no chance that he can still, especially if he did it, you know what I'm saying, some time ago. That's not the same thing as a woman who's had, you know what I'm saying, who's had her tubes tied. She can still become impregnated years down the line. But a vasectomy doesn't work the same way.
All right, Janine. You can have a couple of minutes to ponder this over.
You know what? You've been the one she started out fucking around with. He's been wanting her since he's been dating the daughter anyway. Okay.
Okay, I can go with that one. I can go with that one.
I'm sure that's been, you know, been hitting around anyway. The one who I look at the worst is the second one. Because now it's like you, what you call it? You holding it over her head. And basically, now
she's prostituting herself for sex. So now you thinking that the second one propositioned her. Like, okay, now she, because, I mean, she didn't say.
That is what they said. She said she ended up, because he didn't tell, but then he came and talked to her about it. For what? If you're not going to tell, you know what it is. Okay, what y'all need to talk about? So the way she made it sound is that he like, oh, okay, well, I'm going to end up, you know, you going to give me some, too. That's how it seems to me.
I didn't take that like that. I take it like, because, I mean, you know, situations have arrived where you didn't see it. Like, I mean, what not, you know, I'm just saying in general, that people might, like, be like, well, damn, I do know something about you. And, you know, the one day it comes out, you know, you and that person might be around each other, and it's just you and her, or you and him, and you like, well, you know, yeah, so I'm fucking that, huh? You know, just something might have came out. I don't think, because I think, hell, she ain't got no reason to lie. So, I mean, I don't think he kind of held it over her head. I think that old mama just wanted to see what he was working with, too.
Right, because she's a hoe. Because there's plenty of people in the fucking world that if you wanted to have sex with outside of your marriage, you could have done it with anybody else in the free fucking world. You didn't have to lie your daughter's, not your best friend's man, you know what I'm saying, not the next door neighbor's man, but your own child. You fucked your own child. You fucked two of your children's husbands. Not their boyfriend, not somebody they living with, their husband. You know what I mean?
I bet that.
Mama got a problem.
I bet that.
Mama got a problem.
I bet that third daughter, like, hell no, you ain't going to see my mama.
Right.
Hell no.
Right.
Don't even mention my mama.
Ain't no more family reunions. Ain't no more family Christmases. Ain't no more none of that shit going down. And mama's not to be trusted in my eyes. I couldn't. Mm-mm. I can't see it. And I mean, you couldn't have been too ashamed. She talking about she was ashamed. That was the most embarrassing thing that ever happened. Nah, you wasn't too ashamed. You wasn't too embarrassed because then you went and, you know what I mean? You wasn't too ashamed.
Well, I'm both the son-in-laws. We might as well just go on and get this threesome jumping off of her ass.
You want me to lay in a bed with my mama? Come on now you nasty.
I didn't say.
No,
you
talking about the two son-in-laws.
Right. You didn't hear what I said.
Oh, okay. My bad.
That is just like Nick, and she don't give a fuck about her kids, and the whole shit, you might as well just say you didn't destroy the family, because that shit is over.
I mean, okay, not ladies.
She's going to lose everybody.
I mean, what?
And then got another baby to raise.
Right. What can you say? I mean, now, technically, the baby's your sibling.
You
quick to say that. You don't want nothing to do with that child, but that child, that's not the child's fault. And this is your blood. That child didn't ask to be here.
How do you look at that baby? How do you look at that baby and know that, you know, that's your mother? That's your mother, and that's my husband's child, and my mother.
Them girls ain't going to have nothing to do with that baby. They're going to divorce that. Then let me tell you how she done destroyed three families, her and her husband. And both of her daughter's families. And not to say that it's not the baby's fault. I'm not saying that. But there's no way. Now, one of the daughters might end up coming around if she found out that ain't her husband's baby. But the other one, whoever the father is of that baby, that one daughter is not going to want to be around that baby. Knowing what her, and neither one of them might not, I mean, it might take time. They may eventually forgive their mother, but hell, they not even going to want to be around the mama.
Okay, I can understand that, but I mean, like I said, once again, the baby's the innocent person in this. The baby didn't even ask to be here.
Baby didn't ask to be there. You're absolutely right.
Okay. They're not doing nothing to the baby. That's they mama baby. They don't got nothing to do with that. And what I'm saying is, they not going to be in the baby's life because they not going to be in the mama's life either. They not going to be in neither one's their life.
Okay, let's just say the baby gets 6, 7. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like, you my big sister. I want to come over to your house, can I? Would you stop the even? Now, hell no, you ain't coming over here, you little motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. That's tough. That's a tough scenario. Really,
I mean, because like I said, at the end of the day, this is your sibling, and this is the only person in this whole scenario that's innocent.
You know what? Don't be trying like you were so nice to your sibling. You probably would be like, "Hell, nah, you can't come over here. I don't want your ass over here."
No, honestly.
Like you were the sweetest, that's a sibling. You got to be nice to them. Come on, really. Siblings ain't nice to each other all the time.
All right. Well, granted, that's just me and my brother. We stay into it. But nevertheless, I'm saying, like, in that situation, like, me and my brother got, what, a 10-year age difference. So, yeah, we clash a lot now once he got grown. When he was young, it was, you know, it was just my way because, shit, you know, I can impose my way on him. But now that he's grown, you know, of course, we clash a lot because I still had a mentality that, you know, you're going to do what I say. So, I mean, like those younger years, you know, I mean, shit. And then you got to think about it now. They're grown. They're grown and married. So you figure, let's just estimate this at anywhere from them being, let's just say, 21 to 30. You know, it's three sisters. So let's just say 21 to 30. Now, they got a sizable age difference on him.
Mm-hmm.
So now with that being said, I mean, do you act like that pouting kid and be like, fuck him, or do you just say, okay, at the end of the day, they're still my sibling. I'll come to you. I'm not fucking with this bitch, but I will fuck with my sibling.
You know what? I don't know. Maybe I just see this as different. I wouldn't go over there. And my thing is, even though he's my sibling and he may know of me, he wouldn't know me. He wouldn't know me to ask to be coming over my house and things like that. Just because she might have some pictures up or something like that, that don't mean he would know me well enough to say, oh, I want to go over to my sister's house. Because if you never come over there and he don't never, and you don't never see, if they, he don't never see you, or he or she, they not going to be wanting to come over your house and they 5, 6 years old.
And that's, I can honestly say that that's the truth, because I have two siblings. My father and my dad have two kids. They are, mm-hmm. my daughter's 11, so my sister is 12, and I have a little brother who my son is 5, so he's 3. He's 3 or getting ready to be 4 or just turned 4, something like that, and they know of me, and mm-hmm. but like even if I'm on the phone with my dad, my sister, my baby sister, it took her years to even be able to talk to me on the phone. Like, she knew that I existed. She knew that I existed. She knew that, there, you know, he told her about me or whatever, but she never wanted to talk to me. It was too, you know, surreal. I was like, I was there, but I wasn't. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm 21 years older than her. I mean.
Okay.
You know?
Now. Let's say, all right, now, one thing that we all can probably say together is that, I mean, we all got siblings from our mom and siblings from our dad, am I right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well,
okay.
My dad.
Now,
I'm the only child from my
dad. Well, yeah, okay. Well, it just pertains to you too still. All right.
Okay.
Now, I love all my siblings. I love them all. But if you ask me who am I closer to, yes, I would probably have to say my mother's kids, because I grew up with them every day. You know,
mm-hmm.
I seen them all the time. So
mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of a, and this is just my opinion, I think it's kind of a difference when you go with your mother's kids and your father, so much as your father's kids. Like, for instance, my kids, you know, I have kids, you know, by different women. And it's like, okay, they acknowledge that they're sisters and they talk to each other and they're close. But, like, for instance, I have two by one by another. Now, the two that's by the same mother, you know, those two are thick as thieves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and no one can separate them. Now, not to say that they don't have love for their other sisters, but them two are like the closest because they're together every day. They grew up together. They're 2 years apart. They grew up together every day. They've seen each other for the past, 17 years, you know, every day. So, you know, they're more closer to each other than the others. Not to say that they're not all close, but I think the mother and father thing is just a little bit different. And by them being the father. You said what now?
I said I can understand and agree with that. I can imagine that that's true.
See, this the mother though. This the mother. This supposed to be the what they call it, the matriarch of the family. She's
right.
Supposed to be
mm-hmm.
the one. Boy, she's supposed to be the one to keep everybody together. That, I mean, you know what? Now, let me play. Let me be. And now, if I was the dad. If I was the dad, first of all, I'd be like, bitch, you're lying. Don't be sitting here trying to say this is my kid, and you know I didn't
mm-hmm.
get new. You know I've been
mm-hmm.
slick, bitch. Now, I don't, you know, and that would be a hard pill to swallow, because in the same sense, me being a father, I would never want to do nothing to break my child's heart. And delivering some news like that would be like the ultimate blow.
So would you stay and help raise the kid?
Oh, no, I'm not that bitch. I'm in the wind.
See? But
I'm
you want us
fuck.
To be nice to the siblings.
Okay, now, here's my thing about that. That ain't my kid. That ain't so that it, kid has,
but that's your wife. And that don't got nothing to do with the kid.
No,
fuck that bitch. Like I say, you know what I'm saying? You dirty, you know what I'm saying? And it could have been anybody else. It could have been my best friend, but you done went and betrayed our daughters. You betrayed our daughters. Now I have to look at my daughter, you know, as a man. I got to look at my daughter and know that her mother is carrying
right.
her husband's child.
Mm-hmm.
To fuck her.
And
I don't
then the fucked up part,
with that bitch
the anymore. Fucked up part, I don't even know which one of these damn motherfuckers that you carrying. What? Well,
mm-hmm.
Bitch, don't pass me, I'll tell
you. You're the dog, motherfucker!
You're right.
Every time.
Right.
I mean, that's just like the ultimate blow. And I mean, that's like, because like I said, to me, and I just, like I said, once again, just my personal opinion, I'm like, you know, and in a lot of cases, I'm not going to say all, but a lot of cases, mm-hmm. it's like the mother and daughter bond is like, bam. You know, and for you to betray that like that,
right?
That's crazy. Miss Pimp, what's right. happening?
Man. Man.
You know.
I have listened to a lot of different stuff on this show. But not that this hits home, but I'm just sitting back and I'm like pacing because I'm shitty just at the thought of something like that could even happen. I know that it does.
Mm-hmm.
I cannot imagine.
Well, according to Steve Harvey, it did.
Man, could not imagine being in a situation as that, you know. And you asked the question, would I still talk to child, everybody has kind of like some mixed views on that, and that's kind of hard to say. Yes, that child is innocent. However,
mm-hmm.
you know, that's crazy.
And I mean, mama, y'all didn't even have the decency to fucking wrap it up. I mean, you hit my mama raw. I'm sorry.
And, I mean, it's not that I'm going to be mean to the child or nothing like that, but, I mean, that's just like I wasn't raised around my father's kids. If I'm not ever going around my mother anymore because of what she did, that child will never know me. You see what I'm saying? Anyway.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we would never have a relationship. I would never have a relationship with the child.
Just think if the daughter already has kids with this husband.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, now that takes it to another
level. Yeah, you got to be right. That does take it to another level.
It does. And she doesn't say that, whether or not, but Ms. Pimp, that's a great added-on perspective. And you know what, Cass? This is one hell of a fucking hump day topic.
God.
I could imagine what that first son-in-law was thinking after when he's getting ready to fuck her, though.
Well, fuck you.
He's gonna hit this shit.
I mean, have you ever had a mother you wanted to fuck?
Who, me? Let me think.
No. But you were dating the daughter.
Mm-hmm.
Is that nasty?
I mean, like probably when I was like 16, 17, you know, I might have seen a mother like, damn, yeah, you know, like, damn, mama do look good. You know, I know what
kid.
Yeah, but I know what I was thinking though.
You will be a well-fuck bitch when I turn you loose.
But, nah,
what I'm saying is, I'm sure you saw some hints or clues, like my mother. My mother's the meanest person I have ever met in my life, okay? She don't joke around with nobody. But soon as my guy come around, he, oh, what you looking at me for? I mean, she fucks with him the whole time she around him. I said, you might as well go and get in the bed, because that's what she said. Like, she going to open up right for you.
Oh, my God.
My mom.
I am.
I'm thinking they might have seen signs. You see what I'm saying? But, of course, you're not just going to think your mother would do something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. Mm-hmm. Like you just said, like, okay, you know, I could see you, like, looking at your mother like, uh-huh, yeah, I bet you thinking that you were 20 years younger, you get it. But, you know, I mean, but you're not really thinking, like, okay, if I leave you in the room, this guy, but he going to hit
exactly.
that.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I would love to know how this lady looks, because, I'm wondering, do she look good for her age? I mean, she is an attorney, so you figuring she got a little change in her pocket.
Uh-huh.
She said what that her daughters are all grown and professional as well, so they got changed too.
Yeah, but
ain't none of these people broke. All of these people got changed, so it's definitely not about the money, even if they're not attorneys or, you know what I'm saying, but she said that they were grown and professional. So that right there tells you that, you know, they got their education and they're in some good work. They do good work.
They call for prostitutes professional women too now.
No, you know good and well that's not what she
means. I don't know what her kids are. All I know is what she says she do.
Well, you figure if she's an attorney, then she probably doesn't have two prostitutes for daughters, because that just doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
I mean, that. All right, Miss Pimp.
Mama's
could
the
you
prostitute.
Say
she the one slanging the pussy. The daughters are good.
Yeah, you got a point there. Miss Pimp, so what, can you even talk to moms after that?
Oh, I'm not going to be able to do it at all. I mean, that's some processing that, you know, I have to find it in my heart to forgive her first.
Okay, now let me ask y'all this. What if she pulls the mama card?
Then I'm going to
What I mean by the mama card is, you know, hell, we all done heard it. Hell, even though we grown, we adults, you know, all of us, ain't none of us no spring chickens. But, you know, when we talk to mama still, hey, what did I say? You know what I'm saying? And we still, like, in a lot of cases, we like, okay, mom. So what if she pulled the mama card? Like, hey. You going to listen to me.
Mm-mm, I got to treat her like a bitch on the street now. You know my fucking, my mama, bitch, please. Bitch, please. I'm sorry. There's no
so
more
you,
mama,
you...
I love you. That relationship is ruined. I'm sorry.
She got the
whole
shit. She better have put on get it anyway. She ain't got the same shit. Damn, you got a daughter there, so, hell, when it come out, hell, everybody going to be fighting.
Yeah, that's gonna be.
And I mean, here's the thing, you know what I'm saying, Mama, you real bogus, because you know it's not Daddy's baby, and you knew you was pregnant before you got 7 months, because you know, why would you even carry on with that pregnancy? You know it's not Daddy's baby. You know it can only be my husband or my sister's husband. You know that part. You unless there's somebody else in the mix who she didn't put in the letter, okay, but she didn't specify.
Well, like I said, everybody got all they different values, but my thing is your family, your kids, everybody's so important. To me, she's just selfish.
Yeah.
Everybody's so important, but the only thing she seems to be doing is doing what she feels she want to do for herself. Because why would you keep some other man's baby?
Yeah.
When you know it's not your husband. I can see if you guess it. You see what I'm saying? But you know for a fact that's not your husband, baby. And
so
you know it's gonna destroy one of your daughter's lives.
So when she when the when the daughter called, you know, the daughter probably called and like, well, you know, I'm finna send Randy over there to pick up whatever. You already know what she was thinking.
You know what, Cass, you're the only man on the line. You're the only man on the line. So me and you marry, and I like your daddy. I fucked around and got pregnant by your daddy. What? You gonna be nice to the baby? That's your sibling.
You know what? Yeah, and I would try to. I would try my best to. I would try my best to. Now that punk, me and that motherfucker, is gonna be some furniture moving. You, before I say anything, I'm gonna say my prayer.
Lord, please pray for the soul of this bitch and guide my pimp hand and make it strong, Lord, so that she might learn a whole place. Amen. Yeah.
And now the furniture she's gonna get moved. But, I mean, you know what? And
me and the baby come out looking just like both of y'all. Ooh, that is so bogus.
Well, I mean, that would be some shit. That would be some shit.
But, every time you look at your little brother, you see, you got an image of your daddy humping your wife. I'm afraid not. I just,
Now, what if they get together?
Who?
I mean, if you slept with the father or just like the mama slept with the son-in-law, what if whoever the baby father is, they end up getting together as a couple?
Recognize the G and me, nigga.
I'm sure
the baby
would need the one. I'm sorry. The baby
I mean, would you be able to go over there to the house? You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know what? I hear what y'all saying, and I'm not going to sit here and say I could do it if the baby was 2 months old. No, I couldn't do it at 2 months. But I think in time, you know, I would probably try to get to know the baby. Fuck y'all. Fuck both of y'all.
You
motherfuckers,
you know,
don't say shit to me. Don't ask me for shit. If I do decide to do anything, it'll be because I want to. Don't ask me for shit. Don't say shit to me. I mean, but, you know,
my time would be when I'm finna die. Okay, I'm on my deathbed. Go on here, bring a little bastard child on in here. Let me meet him. I'm sorry. That's fucked up.
I mean, because my thing is this, and maybe that's just me, and I have a soft spot for children, you know, because my whole thing is like, I'm only looking at this like, okay, this kid didn't ask to be here. This kid didn't ask for this shit. This kid's coming into a hell of a situation. Oh my God, this kid's coming into a hell of a situation. You know, and at some point, this kid's gonna ask questions. You know, okay, I got sisters. I got, you know, well, where they at? Why they ain't around? You know, now just imagine she got a picture. She got y'all wedding picture up on the mantle. Why daddy with, who is this daddy with? You know, this kid, you know what I'm saying, unless you just plan on just burning everything, getting everything the fuck up out of there, it's going to happen. This kid's finna come into a motherfucking fucked up situation.
Well, that's up to mama to explain to her child that his father is his sister's husband and mama had a whole day and that's your sister and that's your daddy, but at one point he was your sister's husband, and that's why you ain't never seen her before. You know, that's fucked up. Mama's got a whole fucking world work for her. Why would she even continue in that pregnancy? The day she found out she was pregnant, she should have been going somewhere to, you know, this has to stop. This can't go on. It can't, especially if she really didn't want to tear up the family. That's the only way that the family could have been saved.
Now, my question is, how many times did the other son-in-law hit it? Because he hit it more than once. I'm pretty sure. So, and then, what if the oldest son, the first son-in-law, he caught feelings for it, and then he found out that the other son-in-law hit it? Now they beat it. I mean, wouldn't that be funny? He got attitude. I mean, dog, that's just disrespectful. You gonna come fucking with her? What the fuck do you mean? That's disrespectful.
Dog, you knew I hit that. You knew I liked that. That's fucked up. Oh man, this is some sick shit, y'all.
I'm sorry, but for the mama, if I was the husband, for the mama.
Right in the crack of your ass, my foot will find its place.
And that's, and I'm not bullshitting. I mean, because y'all got to think of, what about the daddy? Daddy sitting there, he got to try to hold the family together now, because now they came out with my, and he sitting there, look, I told y'all your mama wasn't shit. I tried to tell y'all she wasn't shit.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all wonder why I drink.
You know what? That's about the only person I feel bad for is the daughters and the daddy, because the mama, she gets no love. She gets no respect. She motherfuckers gonna be, "How your mama?" I don't have a mama. That bitch died. I don't know what you're talking about. That bitch died. I don't fuck with her. Because that bond is destroyed. You know what I'm saying? You raised me, and you raised me to be a decent woman. You know what I'm saying? Obviously, because I'm grown, I'm married, I'm successful. So you instilled some sort of value in me, you know what I'm saying, as my mother. And then you turn around and you completely shred everything that you instilled in me to pieces. You totally ripped it up. You burned it. You know what I'm saying? It's ashes now.
What did she say? She was going through menopause. She just didn't know no better.
Fuck that. Like I said, you could have fucked the neighbor's man. You could have fucked, you know what I'm saying? You could have fucked daddy's best friend. You could have fucked anybody. You don't jump on your daughter's husband's dick. What the fuck is wrong with you? You could have fucked anybody. If it was that, it could have been anybody, you know what I'm saying? Anybody else.
Okay. All right, now let me play devil's advocate right quick. Now I'm the first daughter's husband. Now I come to you. Baby, your mama seduced me. I mean, I didn't know what she was on. I didn't tell you because I didn't want to hurt you.
It's both of their fault. He can't get out of it just because he told me.
Right.
You can't play that one, that card.
Especially if it comes out and I find out that there were multiple sex, you know, so there were multiple acts, there's no mama seduced you. Because after that first time, or, you know what I'm saying, after that first time, that's when you should have hit the bricks. You don't say
you
going to
tell me after you done fucked her about 25 times, now you want to tell me, really? Did you feel bad after the first or second? No, you feel bad after the 25th time.
He might have felt bad after each time.
Feel bad about nothing. He felt good that he felt bad after he didn't get his dick off. That's all.
But what if I tell you that your mom was blackmailing me? She told me if I didn't keep having sex with her, she was going to tell.
Man, fuck that.
Tell for? I mean, what did she get? How did she blackmail you in the first place?
I don't know.
She said, you
got to
do something with a good
story. Bro, I can't even come up with a scenario. I can't even come up with a scenario for you. I can come up with a good one, but I read that one like, I'm going to tell y'all, when I originally read it, I was like, wow. Like, you know what? And I know I'm always, and I know we on the show, and I'll be like, well, I can give a man a glimmer of hope, because, you know, but that's what, if that was a court case, I wouldn't even take it. I'm not going to take your case, because you done fucked up.
And she is an attorney, so she wouldn't even take the case. She'd just be like, you know, she knows that. This is not a winnable case. I'm not going to take a case that's not winnable. I mean, that doesn't
right.
have a glimmer of hope.
My thing is she's an attorney, so she already is a manipulator. You hear what I'm saying? And, you know, that's how they teach them to be.
I could have used that then. Your mama, she cross-examined me.
Oh, well.
But I'm saying,
well,
what was you hiding that my mama had over your head? You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Now you got to tell me another secret.
No, I'm saying she seduced me. She seduced me that first time.
Mm-hmm.
And I would admit the first time was my fault, but after that, she kept telling me I had to keep doing it because she was going to tell if I didn't.
Mm-mm.
And okay, now, let's be realistic. Now, you know, if your mama, let's take her out the equation. Let's take the hoe out the equation. Let's just say, yep. Well, I don't know about you, Janine, because you talking about your mama want to give your man some pussy anyway, but we're going to take you out the question, too. Now, ladies, your mama come to you. She come to you with this sniffling, crying, baby, I didn't want to tell you this, but Cass hit on me. Now, this your mother telling you this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here I come in the door like, man, that was her trying to hit on me. Who you gonna believe?
But y'all ain't had sex or nothing. This is a whole new scenario.
Right. This is a whole. What I'm trying to say is that maybe he could. I mean, he could have been the first time. The initial time was his fault. I can. But I'm saying, if I'm the husband and I come to you and I say, well, this is the scenario she gave me. She told me that this, you know, I'm admitting the first time was my fault, but I'm saying the second time and every time after, she threatened to tell if I didn't do it. Well, no, I'm not. I didn't want to tell you that I slept with your mother. You know, that's
and
why
I
went on more than once.
And
so now you want me to go
that.
Shoot my mother? You want me to
even
go kill her?
Look, even if y'all only slept together one time, I could never be with you again. There is no way in this world I will be able to look at you after you and know that you just stuck your dick in my mama and look at you in a sexy way. I can't do it no more. It's just like, that would just like turn me off completely.
I can understand that.
To me, it don't matter how many times, so it wouldn't even matter to me.
Okay, I understand that, but I'm just trying to get you. I'm trying to get you but now, once again, now, and I understand what you're saying, but if your mother came to you and I came to you, you had no reason to believe that your mother was this type of person, who would you believe?
Well, I guess it would be
him. All right. I mean, you got to look at everybody's track record. Right, but your mother, I mean, to your knowledge, your mother's nothing like this. Now, I mean, you done had ups and downs.
I mean, but have you cheated? Have you been with other? I'm just saying. Are you saying neither one of them have had, like, you know what I mean?
Right. Now, let's call a spade a spade. Now, I mean, let's just say I'm your husband. I've been with you for 15 years. In 15 years, you know, I done did something wrong. You know, Now, here's your mama been around you your whole life, and all you know, all you know her as is your protector. Oh, I mean, I don't know about you, but the pendulum swings towards her. Like, hey, you know, that's just
to make a public service announcement. All men do not cheat on their wives or have other women on the side. Just so everybody can be clear about that.
I didn't say nothing about cheating. I said I didn't do things wrong. You know, my track record.
You're looking at somebody's track record, I'm saying when you're looking at the situation at hand, if he ain't never cheated, and ain't never, you see what I'm saying? And he ain't never gave me, you know, the impression that he would do something like that, it would be up in the air. And it would be the same for her. If she ain't never did nothing like that, I wouldn't know who to believe. Because if neither one of them have that type
of
track record, that's what I mean.
And I understand that. But what I'm saying is that, the pendulum got to swing for your mother. I mean, it's your mother. And like you just said, your mother's never done nothing like this before to your knowledge. All you know is your mother is your protector, your nurturer. I mean, shit, your savior. So, I mean, if she come to you telling you, well, Janine Cash tried to fuck me, you know, I mean, of course, I think you would look at me like, I mean, well, maybe not you, I mean, I think anybody would be like, motherfucker, you tried to fuck my mama. And I'm sitting there like, I ain't nobody try to fuck your mama. Your mama tried to fuck me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, like I said, liquor store, who do you
believe? Okay, you know what? Because, shit, trying is one thing, but did y'all do it? Okay, y'all did it. Fuck both of y'all, then. How about that? Fuck you both.
I
would listen to both sides, and I understand it's my mother. And even though my mother hasn't had a track record like that, you still should know your mother. You know, like, my mother, even though she didn't get in church for years on top of years, I still know her. She had a past before that. You feel what I'm saying? I still know the type of person that she is and what she's capable of. My thing is, I really wouldn't put blame on nobody. Because if they both say it, if he say, she say now. So I would listen to both people's sides, and basically they just wouldn't be able to be around each other no more. Y'all can't be around each other no more. How about that? And the next time the next time somebody approaches the other person, then you didn't win against the rules. You see what I'm saying? Which means you going after her. You see what I'm saying? She going after him. Now, if you end up with somewhere where he at or something like that, something ain't right. You see what I'm saying? Because I just told y'all to stay the fuck away from each other. And then that's how we are fine that.
Okay, I can go with that. I can go with that one.
Mm-hmm.
Where Miss Pimp at? Miss Pimp, you still there? Miss Pimp, then she jumped off the phone, started cussing her mama out. I swear to God. Alright, liquor store, what about you?
You know, I don't know, Cass. I don't know. I honest to goodness, I don't know, because I know me, and I know how fucking sensitive I am. So I would probably just be destroyed by either just the accusation, you know what I'm saying? From either one of y'all telling me I'd be destroyed by just the whole thing, because I know how sensitive I am. And I really don't know who I would believe or not, you know. I have to... Janine is right. You know, if I ever seen my mama wink at somebody or smile a little bit too hard at anybody ever. Not, you know, not just my husband, but any other man, period. Or if, you know, something like that, then I probably would side with my husband because I married him. So I have to, you know, I have to go with who I married. But if I ever seen him, you know what I'm saying, checking out anybody a little too hard or any of that, I have to go with my mom. I don't know. I really don't know.
Mm-hmm.
The whole thing would break my heart, honest to goodness. I just would be totally fucked up. And I mean, I could never be able to trust anybody again. I'm solo from that point on, I think.
Okay. I can go with that answer too. But I'm gonna just let y'all know, if it was vice versa, man, that's some bitch fighting.
You and Daddy going to war.
You goddamn right. Oh, you think we not? We gonna see who can get a heel. That's no bullshit.
Well, my thing is, okay, if there was no child involved, would you stay with her?
There's
no kid involved, so would you stay with her to try to work it out?
Hell no. Fuck my daddy. Hell no. My daddy.
Right, Cass. Like, it could have been any other nigga, but my daddy? Could have been any other nigga. You might have gave me another chance. It would have took some time. You know what I'm saying? But you might have gave me another chance. But your daddy, that's like the ultimate fucking betrayal. That is the ultimate. It don't get no worse than that.
And he over there with, and see, my old man always had this cynical type smile. So I could see him, Junior, she came to the big daddy. What, you son of a bitch? Oh, now with that, we all to fight, motherfuckers. Grandma's house ain't going to never be the same. Every time I see that son of a bitch, we going to war.
She got pictures in places where pictures don't belong. Grandma, why is that picture right there? You take the picture down, it's a big-ass hole in the wall where you done put it.
Damn right.
That is one fucking hell of a scenario.
Hey, we
wow.
Talk about, well, what happened? Cass and Cass Jr. was over here, and they them days built my whole goddamn house up.
Ooh-wee.
Cass Jr. just came in this house like a damn tornado. All I heard
was they never liked your wife in the first place, so they didn't call her.
Right.
I know that dumb bitch on the way, fuck, he may have had the first thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Second-ass bitch.
I told you to walk down the aisle, maybe that bitch wasn't here. And you say, look, and Cass, your grandmama, based on stories, you know, so she definitely wasn't holding no bar.
She met that bitch. I can hear her now. Hey, ho. Hey, bitch. Man, let me talk to you. Seriously, now, I mean, a lot of people think that I fabricate these stories. But if you ever met my grandmama, and like I said, to this day, if you meet my grandmama, she's got a lot of older now, so she done toned it down a lot. But back in her heyday, which was probably about the last 4 or 5 years ago, but you would have walked up with some shoes that she liked, and she would have said, just, hey, ho, where you get them shoes from? Grandma. I asked the bitch where she got them from.
I probably couldn't even answer the question for Roland.
You know, and I mean, shit. All the females are bitches, and all the males are hoes. I mean, she look at, hey, ho, go give me a fifth. It's just, some days she wish. Well, I don't really want no whole fifth. I'm just going to give me a pint, ho. I mean, like I said, I mean, we've been called hoes and bitches for so long. It's just like, you know, you like, oh, all right, grandma. No shit.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, you.
I was younger. I'd be like, hey, Cass, let's go over to my house. I got to go see her today.
I mean, seriously, I mean, we talk, I mean, I'd be like, I shout out to Mary. I'd be, Mary, go on with that bullshit now. Oh, hopefully. Hey, like, Mary, go on with that bullshit. Quit playing now. Nobody playing, ho. Tell that bitch, tell me where she got the shoes from. Or we'll tell you, hey, ho, go on. How much they cost? I give you money. Bring me a pair back. And we'll look at you straight in your face. All right, ho, don't come back with my motherfucking shoes if you want to. I'm bust cap in your ass.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, marriage shit. Mary got that 337 on them. Police tried to raid the house one time. They said, do you got a gun on you? She said, why, bitch?
Uh-huh.
Told police step his ass in there and find out.
Mm-hmm. Well, Miss Mary, I got these particular shoes in Atlanta. Well, what you gonna say then?
Them some bad motherfuckers, ho. Them some bad bitches there. I'm telling you. And my grandfather, you know what? And Janine, you said your mother was the meanest person you ever met.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. I called my grandfather the Stone Cold Steve Austin because he was the rattlesnake. That motherfucker, whoa, that was a mean-ass man. And even when he wound up getting Alzheimer's, and he would always call us, instead of, like, kids, he would call us chickens. Yeah, chickens right there. And I was still that chicken he couldn't stand. I'm going to shoot that chicken right there in his ass. I'm going to shoot that chicken. Really?
What you do, Granny? What you do, too? How come he ain't like
you? You know, I was my father's child. That's it. That's it. That's all. I was my father's child. I mean, and my thing is, hell, you created him. You created him. Came from
right.
You. Shit, I'm an offspring of y'all. You can't keep getting mad at me. I'm an offspring of y'all. So you get mad at me, and me and my uncle did steal a car one time. But he forgave my uncle. My uncle was the one driving. But he swore up and down, I made my uncle. That little something
right
there.
He wasn't smart enough to do it on his own. Is that what he said?
Yeah, like, that does some bitch was going to steal a car on his own. That some bitch right
kids,
there made him do it.
He just said the kids going to steal a car.
Right.
So you grew up with Eddie Kane's daddy, huh?
Yeah.
Eddie Kane's daddy told him you ain't gonna be shit.
Right, and that was my grandfather. But you know what? He actually, when I got older and actually started working, he actually told me he was proud of me.
Mm-hmm.
He said he told me what in his own way, like about time that chicken did something good. Like you did. That chicken did something good for
real happy.
Yeah, I mean, because I grew up with a family that you really have to have thick skin. You know, you couldn't, I mean, if you was timid or something like, or emotional, don't go over there. Because they going to talk about everything. Any ailment you got, they going to talk about it. I mean, these motherfuckers, and they were literally like, that's why your mama a hoe. Nigga, that's your sister. You be like, but it's your sister. I don't care. Your mama's still a hoe. And you be like, wow. Like, dog, you do know you talking about your sister, right? And they mind, I don't think it even clicked that that's who they was really talking about. When they just, if they got some good shit on you or on your mama, or your, they going to use it against you. And it was like, damn, you know, like, you know, Man, that's why you got to live with us, because your mama in prison. Really?
Damn.
I just look at my cousin, just cry. He cry, 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 cry. And as soon as I walk over there, as soon as I walk through the door, boy, you know, your daddy done did this, your daddy did that, your daddy robbed them people the other night. What the fuck y'all telling me for? I don't care. And I guess once they finally figured out, well, he really don't give a fuck what his daddy do, so that kind of was hard. You know, you really couldn't really fuck with me after that. Yeah, it was, you know. It used to piss me off. Man, they really pissed me off when they used to tell me my daddy looked like Billy Ocean.
Everybody did look like Billy Ocean at one point.
Oh, my God, boy.
With that curl.
Yeah, with that curl. And see, my daddy had that goatee and that curl. And, hell, I kind of looked at that one picture that I got of him. I'm like, this motherfucker did kind of favor his ass. And he would come over there, and he would just throw fuel on the fire. This motherfucker come over there playing Caribbean Queen. If you sing that song one more time, I'd be like, oh, my God. He did not come over here singing this damn song. You know, because I thought Billy Ocean was the ugliest motherfucker alive. And I'm like, then they, you know, and they like, you know, you look just like your daddy. So you know what you're going to look like when you get older. Bitch, I'm not looking like this damn Billy Ocean. Oh, my God. Oh, man. Family, you got to love them. And see, now, that brings me back to this bitch. How can you tear something up like that? I mean, is demented and twisted as my memories are, nevertheless, they're my memories. And to me, I mean, people might be like, okay, that his family is dysfunctional, and we are. But nevertheless, that was my family. I love them. That's how we are. You know, that's how we grew up. So what y'all look at it says dysfunctional, I think it's just everyday life. So, you know, for her to sit there and just ruin all that for some dick, that bitch crazy.
That bitch crazy. Real talk. Like, I can't fuck with her no more. And there, that whole that's my mama thing, that's dead. That is truly, truly dead. I'm sorry, I can never look at her with the same respect. I can never look at her in the same way ever, ever. I couldn't. I mean, because, like I say, this ain't some little boyfriend that I just like. You know what I'm saying? That would hurt bad enough, but this is my husband. This is the man I married. I thought you was there. Bitch, you was there. You know what I'm saying? You watching me take my vows. You watched him take his vows. You was there. And you fuck my husband, you know, you bogus. And I can never look at you the same way. And especially, like I said, I know how sensitive I am, like me personally. So I'm destroyed. I am totally fucking ruined. I don't have no friends, no family. I don't want to fuck with nobody.
And, Cass, you never answered the question in regards
what was
to...
That?
You know, the question you asked us, like, if they didn't sleep with each other, but, you know, your father came and told you that she hit on him and she said, nah, he hit on me, who would you believe?
Ah, man. You know what? Now.
I mean, even though that's your father.
I'm going to have to
you know your girlfriend. Father.
Oh, we talked about my father. I have to go with my girlfriend because this old bitch, I don't push it back. That's why I told you. Me and him going to be some fighting motherfuckers because I wouldn't push it past that dude. Man, you don't understand. These motherfuckers, my old man, and I'm not bullshitting with y'all. My old man fucked every last one of my uncle's girlfriends, and it was just ridiculous. I was like, wow. I mean, he was like, I mean, and my uncle, it was a couple of them that my uncle was really in love with. And my old man, shit, he hit him. And that's why I think that my uncle had such a grudge towards me. He couldn't beat my dad, so he always figured, well, if I can't beat him, I get his son. Man, I mean, I didn't do no better because I kept the tradition going. Cause I wound up hitting one of his women, so he was ready to fight me up and down the street. He chased me all through 4-9.
You fucked your
but
uncle,
now,
girl.
Hey, damn right. Well, actually, technically, I fucked two of them. But not the first one that I fucked. The first one that I fucked, it was at my dad's house, so he couldn't touch me. You know, my old man was like, well, and my old man talked like John Wayne. He was like, well, if the bitch gave up the pussy, you can't get mad. So, you know, he was hot about that. Well, he was hot. Ooh. Now, and then the fucked up part is that I was like, what, 14, 15? I was like, I was a freshman in high school, so, you know, for her to, you know, like, damn, she, man, she fucked a freshman? Now, hell, I don't know if it was just I had enough game to pull or she was a white girl in the projects, but whatever the case was, you know, she was like, I like you. I like you, too. I knew he was gone with my old man. I knew they weren't coming back no time soon. So, I don't even know how he found out. I don't know if she told him or whatever. Whatever the case is, he got mad like my old man told him. Hey, she gave up the pussy. You can't get mad. So now the second one was a chick. The second one, I was a little bit older, but, you know, this girl was older than me, too. So, you know, for her, I mean, shit, I'm still a teenager. You know, and he came, he confronted me. Somebody else told on that one. It's a hating-ass motherfucker, he told. So mom would come up to me, slam me up against a tree and shit. Oh, you fucked her? And you know what? Fuck you too, Robbie. I can't remember her last name, but the bitch, she went on the toll. Old trick. So,
oh, my
you know,
God.
So, of course, I'm trying to deny it because I don't want this nigga to kick my ass. I couldn't beat him at the time. Shit. I'm trying to deny it. I'm like, nah. So she's standing right behind him like, I already told him. Really, bitch? You already told him. Okay. So, yeah, that's why I say fuck with my family. I'm going to have to believe my girlfriend. I'm going to have to believe my girlfriend. Because they're motherfuckers, boy. And they'll tell you in front of them, yeah, I wouldn't mind fucking her.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, oh, shit. Man, they're asking a heartbeat. Hey, is she a woman? That's your woman? That's your woman?
So what is considered fuckable? Like somebody that you don't consider your, somebody you don't consider your woman? Somebody you just dating? I mean, how do y'all tell as men that woman that y'all don't really give a fuck about? You know, is this something that y'all know at I don't know, is it at the beginning that you know this not going to go nowhere between me and her? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. And in some cases, you have that. You're like, well, this ain't going to go nowhere. You know, it is what it is. But then, you know, when you got that certain connection with somebody, me personally, I think we're the only two, you know, because a lot of motherfuckers that they pride fuck them over. You know what I'm saying? Because they quick to say, yeah, man, I don't give a fuck about that bitch. Oh, really? You don't? Okay. Nah, I didn't hit you. Nah, yeah. Now, if you tell me that, you know I'm going to go hit her. You know? Oh, man. Now, see, and like my cousin, I remember one day he told me, he said, he messed around with a girl that I dealt with before. And I asked him, I said, how do you feel about her? And I looked at him in his face, and I said, tell the truth now. He said, man, don't touch her. Don't touch her no more. Don't even try to talk to her no more. She finna be my baby mama. Okay. From that point on to even to today, there's nothing but a, hey, how you doing? You know?
Mm-hmm.
But most men, they let their pride. You know, if a motherfucker, oh, man, you, no, motherfucker, no, nigga, if you try to fuck her, I'm going to break your arm. I will come to you, correct. If you try to fuck her, I'm going to whoop your ass. If she come back and tell me you tried to fuck her, I'm going to fuck you up. But most men don't. And trust me, I didn't see a lot because then after you hit her, then she come back to you like, oh, you know he tried to jump on me. For what? He found out about you. Now she mad because she like shit. Oh, why did you tell him? Well, I mean, I told him because he, you know, you really don't want to tell her the conversation. Well, I told him because he said he didn't give a fuck if I fucked you. You know, so that conversation, you don't want to go with that one. Now you go back to him, damn, bro, ain't nobody think about that bitch. Yes, you did. You ran over there and jumped on the girl because I told you I fucked her. So, yeah, I mean, I tell any man, if that's the one you want, motherfucker, you better swallow your pride and let it be known. All right, but now let me flip this. Ladies, what do y'all do? Because I see a lot of y'all do that shit, too. You know, I see a lot of ladies, oh, that nigga, I don't want to talk to that nigga. You don't mean shit to me. But as soon as your girl go over there, this bitch, let me tell you what this bitch did. This bitch went over there. She ain't nothing but a hoe. Bitch, you told her it was okay.
Not me. Bitch, I'm not the one that is normally. I'm not gonna fight over no motherfucker. You know what I mean? Because y'all two grown people, y'all gonna do what y'all want to do. But this one right here, but that one right there, nigga. Bitch, I will fuck your world.
Some people test their men or their friendship. They might not care about the person. They might not care about the guy, or they might. Some people do it to test their friendship or to test that guy.
A lot of motherfuckers have flunked that test.
Huh?
I said, I'm quite sure there's been a lot of motherfuckers that flunked that test.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be
but I mean, does that really tell you? And I'm not saying she sent the girl over there, you know, to go fuck him. She just was like, oh, I don't know. She might have, you know, how sometimes we talk as friends, we might say, you know, I don't really know. You know, we haven't really, you know, so I don't think I'm, you know, it don't look too good. You know, we might be, you know, careful with our wording, you know, and stuff like that. And she might, you know, she might try. And if she tried on her own, it ain't like we sent her over there. But if he go for it, then he wasn't the one for us. You see what I'm saying? So we kind of push it out there like that. Or if she do it, maybe we didn't care about him. If she go and do something like that, oh, well, I see how this bitch is. You know, she would never, you know what I'm saying? She would never be my friend.
So in other words, what you need to do
nigga,
is...
Nigga, shit that hoe!
Okay, but now, what about the ones, okay, now what if she come to you like, shit, hey, I like him, you know, what's up with you and him? And you come to her like, I ain't feeling him like that.
Mm-hmm.
She don't fuck with him. I mean, is she still at blame? Is she still at fault? No. Is she being shady?
I feel like she's still at fault. If she's supposed to be my friend, I don't care if I'm not friends with him like that. I feel like if me and my friends always had a pact. I mean, we did like threesomes and stuff like that, whatever. But we would never get into a relationship with someone we dated, fucked around with, or whatever, regardless if we were in a serious relationship with that person or not. That was just something we just never did. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
We just never did that. And I mean, we did a lot of shit together, you know. But,
I can respect that. I can respect that. I can respect that. That's an honest answer. I can respect that. I'm telling you this
as my friend. You know, you're supposed to be my friend. So you just getting information out of me to try to get something to benefit yourself. To me, that's not a friendship.
Okay. But now, what if she came to you and said she wanted to fuck him? Like, I want to fuck that. Girl, if you ain't going to fuck with him, can I?
Okay, and I was like, no. But if you do, that's your choice, you know.
Okay.
Y'all's going about y'all business.
Okay. That's just the pact. Look, we don't fuck with, we don't go behind each other regardless.
Exactly.
Okay, I mean, I'm just because I've seen that. I was just asking because I've seen it, you know, and maybe it is.
I've had it happen to me, and I didn't do it. You know, it's just like, really? I've had it happen to me a couple times.
Okay, I mean, I understand that because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, I've had it happen a couple of times to me. Some tests I passed, some tests I failed, but nevertheless.
And this is what I'm saying. That was if they were my true friends. If they were my true
right.
friends, if that was the bitch I didn't give a fuck about, okay, bitch, we ain't that close. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm talking about my true, the people who I consider my true friends, no, I wouldn't have never done that, so.
Now, and you know what? I'll be honest with you. I have done it to a true friend before. I regretted doing it. But it was on some revenge shit. I was mad. Like, okay, motherfucker, you want to play like this? I'll play like that. You know, I felt he did something detrimental to me, so I felt I had to do something detrimental to him back. In the end, it wasn't worth it. It was like, okay, you know, and I think I said it on the show before. I'm glad he forgave me, you know, but it's not worth it. It just wasn't worth it. It just wasn't worth the strain of the friendship.
Yeah.
You know? And he knew why I did it. He knew exactly why I did it. You know, and you know, he was like, yeah, it was fucked up, but I know I did something fucked up to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, like I said, when you do something, you actually, you know, I'll be the first to admit that I'm a vindictive person. I am. I mean, if you do something to me and it's like, and it really hurts me, yeah, I don't give a fuck about doing something back to you to hurt you back, you know. But when you do something and you actually like, damn, I shouldn't have did that, then you know you went too far. And that was my take on it. I didn't feel like, oh, well, nigga, so what? I did it. I felt like, damn, why the fuck did I do it?
Yeah.
You know? And like I said, he forgave me. You know, I hear it every now and then, you know. It comes up. You know, and I kind of, you know, I kind of brush it off. But, you know, I shouldn't have never done it, you know. So I'm with you. If you got to go that far, I say just stop being friends.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just stop being friends. But now, if y'all come together, then we all be friends.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, sure, it'd be nice if old Cynthia come over to play cards tonight. You sit there butt naked holding your dick in your hand. Cynthia coming over to play cards. Like I said, I don't know. I'm still trying to figure out why old boy let you go, because it's like, okay.
Oh,
who's that knocking at? Yeah, who's that knocking at the door? It's who? Jennifer. She said she just came in from a night of party and she want to get into bed. Okay, if you insist.
Yes.
All right, so you dealing with a chick and her friend approaches you. Now, it's your girl, okay? Her friend approaches you, you gonna do it.
You said what now?
you dealing with a chick and her friend approaches you. She don't come to her girl like, you know, what's up with y'all? She comes straight to you. And you know that's your girl's friend. You gonna fuck anyway?
No. Y'all can believe me or not. I'm always thinking the motherfucker trying to set me up anyway. So I ain't falling for that shit. You can tell her to come from around the corner. Motherfucker be looking at me like I'm retarded. Ain't nobody around the corner. Tell her to come from around the corner. Nah, y'all ain't setting me up. So,
me personally, shit, I'm not, I mean, whether you my friend or not, like, Janine, I don't know you. I don't, you know what I'm saying? I know you from the show, but we've never met. But if it's somebody, you know, I can't do it. I can't do it. Just, if I've ever held a conversation with you, and, you know, I can't, like, because I know how I am. So it's always, I'm going to do somebody the way. And I know sometimes you get fucked treating other people, you know, the way you want them to treat you, because everybody don't live their life that way. But me, I do, and I can't do it. I've had a conversation with her, and the conversation wasn't nothing foul, wasn't nothing negative. We didn't have no harsh words. So I can't fuck with nobody. Like, you know, nah, I can't do it. Now, if I didn't know that you knew this brother, like, I was completely oblivious, like, I didn't know y'all knew each other, that'd be a different story. But if I ever seen y'all together, or, you know, I ever heard you mention this nigga, or any of that, I can't do it. My insides won't let me. I can't do it. Because I wouldn't want you to do that to me. And I might get fucked, you know what I'm saying? You might not live that way. You might be like, well, shit, yeah, I had a conversation with this girl. She's cool people. But shit, I don't know that bitch. You know what I'm saying? You might feel that way. Me personally, I can't do it.
I'm sorry. This has been a very interesting show, to say the least. Good topic. Have fun with it. I mean, mama just ain't right. I mean, mama just ain't right. Mama ain't right for what she did. Mama gone, ooh, Lord. Mama just ain't right. But, hey, teach his own. All right, before we get up out of here, y'all know how we do it. Janine, you got any last words?
Yeah, you never talked about the scenario if it was your mother.
That'd be my mama.
That's a whole other show.
Yeah, we gonna.
Just see, she ain't had no sons. What if that woman had a son? And all this was happening.
If that was my mother doing that?
Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh, Lord. I mean, I can't deny, because it is, she can do it to me, but I'm mama.
Yeah.
You done fucked both my sister's husbands. And see, I'm gonna have to fight them too. I gotta fight them. I gotta fight them motherfuckers. Y'all motherfuckers ain't finna go out talking about Y'all ain't finna go out there talking about, but yeah, man, shit, we fucking the mama. No, you're not. Nigga, you better take them to your grave. I'm shotgun shells. I'm, boy, yeah. And my, I don't know, man. I've never disrespected my mama like that, but I, man, I'd probably be like, bitch, you need to go sit down.
Yeah, that's what I say. I think it would be different for, you know, a man and his mother. Because, I mean, that's the same, like, scenario. What if she slept with your wife?
Mama? Yeah, that's another show. We gonna pick this. We gonna pick that up next week. Yeah, boy. Janine knows you can put something on your brain before the show.
Okay.
Let me call my mama. Look, I just want you to know I love you, and but you better not fuck me over. I know. good night.
You love it.
Is Miss Pimp still here? She didn't cut out. I guess she didn't cut out.
No, she's right here. I'm right here. All right,
you got any last words for us?
Y'all crazy. Oh, y'all crazy. But I love y'all. Definitely tonight was a definite different type of conversation. I like different. Different is good. But I'll check y'all next week. Y'all a reason for the season.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Look at Stowe. Any last words?
Man, this was one fucking good show. I have enjoyed myself immensely. If anybody out there don't know, it's Sin City, bitches.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. I thank everybody that called in. Thank everybody listening via internet. I know how we do it. Same bad time, same bad channel. And I just gotta say to that mama that did her two daughters like that.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
And we out of here.